Thanks for joining us today and wanting to stay connected to our great family at South Britton Church. In this sermon, Pastor Dave talks to us about the power of unity and importance of being, working, and living together. Looking to the example of geese and their symbolism in our lives, their unity and strong support for each other allows the flock to do more than they ever could each on their own. Tying this message of unity back to the love that Jesus has for us, you're going to love this great message. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britton Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
This morning we're going to do some thinking about birds, and especially about geese. And it's interesting, in Celtic Christianity, the wild goose is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And for instance, with the Iona community in Scotland, their printing press, their printing outfit, is called the Wild Goose Press, the Holy Spirit Press. Geese have also given, I think, a lesson to the church, and that's what we're going to look at today. People looking at the flight of geese have found some instruction on what a church should be like. And that's what I'd like you to think about this morning. I'm going to read one passage about birds from the Sermon on the Mount. This is Jesus saying, consider the birds. That's the part we're going to focus on this morning. Okay. Consider the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. Consider the birds of the air, said Jesus. There's a bird sanctuary behind our house in Brookfield, and all sorts of birds come and go there. And included in their number would be geese. And there's a great flurry of sound and activity as they rise from the pond there. And I think there's nothing quite so impressive as that undulating V formation of geese in flight. Some of them stay here all year. Some of them go south. And as I recall, there's a pattern where they come down through Bridgewater and Roxbury in that border area there and go down towards Greenwich and then on south from there. But this morning, I'd like us to think about what we as a church, South Britton Congregational Church, you and I, can learn from the flight of geese. What lessons might be there for us? And I'm struck by one thing, and that is that geese flying in formation show us the importance of unity. They show us the importance of working together. Geese flying in formation, in that V-shaped formation that's so common, can travel. Can you believe this is scientific? They can travel 70% further and 70% faster than any goose flying alone. And geese sort of, they help one another out. They work together. When the lead goose gets tired, he or she falls back, and another goose comes up to take that place. When that one gets tired, another one falls back. And I think there's a lesson here geese work together. I'm going to disconnect my phone here. I think our lesson is here that geese working together can accomplish far more than any one goose alone. And the example I think of applied to the church is you take one snowflake, it's nothing. You take one snowflake, it's nothing. You get a whole bunch of them together, and what, it takes a bulldozer, doesn't it, to move them all. And I think it's the same for Christians. Christians united together, Christians working together, can accomplish much more than any single Christian working alone. And I think this was dramatized for me. I saw the movie Dunkirk. Have any of you seen that movie? My wife didn't care for it, but I liked it. And it goes back to World War II, 1940, late May, early June, when things were not going well for the Allied forces. They were cornered, the British and the French were cornered by the Germans up in a place called Dunkirk in northern France. On land, the Germans were all around them. The sea was at their back. And they expected the British Navy to come and rescue them. A few ships came, a couple of aircraft, but it wasn't as much as they thought. Britain was expecting at any moment an invasion by Germany, and they were holding back their planes and their ships for that big fight that was coming. But what happened was the ordinary people working together got in their pleasure boats, their sailboats, their fishing boats, and they came up and they rescued 400,000 people, if you can imagine that. Just ordinary people working together in a common cause. 400,000 people were freed from that terrible situation. That dramatized for me. They lost all their equipment, but the people were saved. That dramatized for me. Again, the importance of working together, of being united in a common cause like those people were. And I don't know if there was a scene last year, too, with the flooding in Houston that I remember from the news broadcast that, again, dramatized the picture of the church for me. Do you remember the scene where there was a man caught in his car in a flooded area, and it was fast-moving water, and the people formed a human chain out into the water to rescue that man? Do you remember that? And I think that's a picture of the church. A group of people working together, joining hands, to bring, you know, life-giving change to this world, life-saving change. It struck me that, you know, God is essential to human experience. And South Britain Church is here to help people worship God, to help people draw closer to God, to join with one another, to be united in a society that's often divided, to reach out in Christ's name to a world that's in a great deal of trouble. And that's the job Jesus has given us. And I think the geese, in their unity, in their working together, give us an example for ourselves as a church. There's no counting what we can accomplish united and serving the common cause of Christ. Geese, remember them in that formation, working together as one. There's something else that strikes me too about geese in formation is they make a lot of noise, don't they? Have you ever heard them flying overhead? A lot of conversation going on up there. And I've seen them really high, impressively high. You can still hear them. Chatter, chatter, chatter. And you know, they're not squawking. What they're actually doing is speaking words of encouragement to one another. They're encouraging one another on. They're cheering one another on. And I've never seen this myself, but I'm told that if one goes down wounded, another one goes down with him or her. There's a caring there, an encouragement. And, you know, Jim Calhoun, when he was head of the men's basketball team at UConn, he said something very nice. Let me just share this with you. This is a description of a championship team. I think it's also a description of a championship church. Right? Here we go. He said, "I want my players and coaches to care for one another and to help one another when needed. During the games, I tell the guys all the time, don't save your breath. What I mean is, be an enthusiastic teammate at all times. If you're in the game, give encouragement to your teammates as you're running up and down the floor. Let the other guys know you're fighting along with them. If you're on the bench, don't be selfish or quiet. Cheer on the team." Championship basketball team, but also a championship church, South Britain Church. Jesus has told us that God loves us, and that he also wants us to love one another. Think of the care again of the geese for one another. There's a story told about a man who married the girl of his dreams. And they had a little girl together. And he would take that little girl in his arms and say, "You're my little girl. I love you, little girl." And as she was growing up, eventually she reached about 5, and she said to him, "I'm not your little girl." And he said to her, "Oh, but you'll always be my little girl. I love you, little girl." And as she grew up, you know, she went on to college and became a professional in her own right. And he actually was a very hardworking, prominent man in his community. But he always had the time to, send a message. Get out the phone and send a message to that daughter. He always had the time to send that Valentine's card saying, "You're my little girl. I love you, little girl. And, you know, later in life as an adult, she began to think about her father and, you know, what it was about him that made him special. And she came to the conclusion that what made him special for her was she was able, or he was able, to tell his family that he loved them. That was the big difference. And then, of course, you know, with work and everything, she was out on the West Coast, and that message came through. That message which said, your dad has had a stroke, he's paralyzed, he's in the hospital. And she got on the plane, came back east, and walked into that hospital room. And you can imagine the feelings. Her dad tried to say, I love you, little girl, but he couldn't anymore. He tried, but he couldn't say it. And tears came up to both their eyes because she knew he would no longer be able to say that. And, you know, in that bed, she bent down, took him in her arms, put her head on his chest. And, you know, to her surprise, his heart was still beating there, still strong. And sort of a miracle happened. She realized that all the love, all the care, all the help had come from that heart. And she said, you know, for a moment, in the heartbeat, she heard that heart saying, little girl, I love you. You know, I think in Jesus, in the cross, we hear that heartbeat of God saying to us, I love you. In Jesus, in the cross, we hear that heartbeat of God saying, I love you. But it doesn't stop there. Remember what Jesus said to his followers? A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. And realize, you know, that's costly love. That's not just words. That's cross-like love. Love one another as I have loved you. Consider the birds of the air, said Jesus. And we know that birds flying in V formation, scientific fact, they can fly, when they're in formation, they can fly 70% further, 70% faster than any single bird alone. And they help one another out. They share the workload. They share the leadership. And they encourage one another. All that squawking, all that conversation going on, again, is encouragement to those ahead. I think there are real lessons there for the church. To be a people united in Christ's cause. To be a people who have something to say to this divided world. Consider the birds, said Jesus. Consider the birds. Amen.